Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning the spiritual assembly. Thank you for listening to my Blog Talk Radio episode. I hope this information will be valuable. You will find it valuable for you and apply it to your life and share it, pass it on to someone else that others might benefit from this information as well, as I will be sharing with you. The call-in number here at the Blog Talk Radio for the guest is 929. Again, that number is 929-477-2573. Okay, now thank you very much once again, and I hope that you will be able to reap much benefit, and this information that's coming forth, it should be life-changing. That is, if you hear it, embrace it, and do it, apply it to your life. Otherwise, just to hear this, just to know it, if you're not going to adapt to it, you are just wasting your time. You may as well just go on and continue doing what you're doing. But if you are not pleased, wholly, completely pleased with everything that's happening and going on in your life, in your health, in your body, in your physical, mental, and spiritual being, then you're going to want to not only listen, hear what is being said, but you're going to want to apply it. You're going to want to live it. That means making some changes. That means rearranging. That means a lot of things that you have been accustomed to doing that you will no longer want to do those things. Even if you want to do those things, you're going to know that it's best that you lay certain things aside in order that you may gain the expected hopes and desires that you seek after, that you require, that you need in life. So some of the things that I have been, I'm not going to say some, I can almost say nearly all the things, because the word tells us Satan is deceived the whole world. So all the things that we were accustomed to doing, all those things have to be our life has to be made brand new. I'll put it that way. And the old things will be replaced with new and better things. That means a new and a better lifestyle for us. That means new and better health for us. That means that when we're doing the right things for our body, for our life, that's less trips to the emergency room that you're going to take. You're not going to need to go to the emergency room if you're feeling well all the time. And if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing for yourself, that eliminates any consequences, any problems, because what we're giving is to naturally sustain us. When we were created with everything that we need to sustain us with abundant life. But we have gone so far away from those things, and right now, now is the time, and if we want to reclaim our life, the information is available. It's here for you, but you're going to have to want to do it, speak it out, and use it, apply it to your life. You got to do this yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to take control, take matters in your own hand and say, you know, this is not what I want, and this certain thing is causing this certain thing to occur in my life, then that is the thing that you want to exclude from your life. And if in your findings you discover that for your life, then that is what you want to apply to your life. I always say, when you know better, you do better. And I've been sharing with you a lot on heaven's healing. And it seems, it's really strange because it is really, it's so simple. It's quite simple. And it does not cost an arm and a leg. You know, like certain things that we have become accustomed to, the prices of the pharmaceutical cost, rate of an emergency room, and our fees for the doctors and all, they're enormous. But if you're taking care of yourself, then, you know, hey, it's plain and simple. We'll eliminate going through all of those dreadful things if you're doing the right thing for your body, for your health. We got to get better with this. We got to do better for ourselves, with ourselves, because what we do is not going to only affect us, but it's going to pass on down from the generations to the generations, those coming behind us. Well, mama did this, grandmama did this, this was uncle so-and-so, and aunt so-and-so did. But then when you look at the consequences that they inherited from their lifestyle, and that's what you want to consider, and then you will take the knowledge, the information that you have received from their experience in life and see how it's going to be beneficial or unbeneficial to you, and then you decide. Now, heaven's healing. As our first parents lost Eden through the indulgence of appetite, our only hope of regaining Eden is through the firm denial of appetite and passion. Erotic cleansing is beneficial for the body. This can vary from skipping a meal a day, fasting a freshly extracted juices. I love to make carrot juice. I mean, that's one of my favorites, and pineapple juice. And if you can't fast, like, you could just skip a meal a day. Like, I had a prophet tell me one time, what is your favorite meal of the day? And so I said it was lunch. I believe I told her it was lunchtime. And so that was the meal that I had to skip that meal today for the day, because that was my favorite meal. So whatever speaks well for you, as long as you are doing what you need to do for your body. Okay, now let me go on and continue. I'm going to try to get through this this portion right here of the teaching as quickly as I can. I don't want to overlook anything. Okay, this can vary from skipping a meal a day, fasting, or freshly extracted juices, and eating 100% raw food. Oh, I love salad. Now, when you're eating salad, let me just talk a little bit about that. I love salad. Now, a lot of times people think if they're eating salad, they're eating healthy. The salad is not the salad that's doing you any harm. It's what you put on the salad. So you have to be the best thing to put on your salad would be vinegar or oil, because a lot of those salad dressings that are made, unless you're making your own, a lot of those ones that you make, you look on the bottle or on the ingredients, and you'll discover that a lot of those things that's going into making those salad dressings are doing more harm than good for you. There are some who would gain more benefit by abstaining from food for a day or two every week than by the amount, treatment, or medical advice. To fast one day a week would be an incalculable benefit to them. Man has no healing medicine. Do you understand what I just said right there? Man has no healing medicine. According to Jeremiah 30 and 13. So I'm not giving you my words. I'm not telling you any my opinion or what I think. I'm telling you, it is written right here. Everything in the Bible, in the scripture, the word of God is written, and it tells us this, these things. Drugs, including the use of over-the-counter medication and prescription drugs, should be avoided. Drugs are expensive, both in the outlay of means and the effect produced upon the system. Drugs never cure. Instead, they place in the system seeds which reap a very bitter harvest. Those who make it a practice of taking drugs send harm to our world. What you're doing is killing the drugs that we're taking. It's killing more than helping people. The history of medicine often seems like the revival of a new drug that is advertised, widely accepted, and used, only to be condemned here because the side effects were seen to outweigh the advantages. And nothing has changed. We're still right now. That's where we are. That's why it came to a point at one time where they had to, when prescribed the medication, it had to be written, documented. When you choose to accept that medication, it had to be written, the different side effects of the medication, the purpose why it's been prescribed to you, and if you know, once you're aware of it, then you can't blame anybody, because now the information has been made available to you. So it's up to you what do you do with it once you do have it. Drug therapy, preventable through simple diet and lifestyle changes. Nearly any infection can develop to the point that the use of antibiotics is a wise course of action. Let me go back over that, reiterate that again. It's telling me that drug therapy is preventable through simple diet and lifestyle change. Nearly any infection can develop to the point that the use of antibiotics is a wise course of action. This, however, usually occurs if the earliest signs of infection are ignored, or if the infection vitally and immunity are so depressed by living in discord with natural law that the body is no longer capable of recovery. In the April 2009 issue of the Harvard Health Letter, researchers explained how in many cases the non-pharmaceutical pharmacological approach can accomplish as much or more than pills. Now that is very interesting. The more recent years in growing bodies, a growing body of studies are showing that simple lifestyle changes such as diet and exercise are effective remedies for many ills. The following is a short list of examples that have proven to be managed successfully without use of medication. And they are: 1, decline; 4, depression; 5, diabetes; 6, high blood pressure; and 7, osteoporosis. The decision to use drugs or undergo surgery is better made at the last resort. All processes of disease have their origin long before drugs and surgeries are required. We abuse the body's ability to recover by ignoring and suppressing symptoms. If these symptoms had been addressed from the beginning, there may have been no need for drugs and, in most cases, surgery. Yahweh requires us to be temperate in all things. Whatever injures the body lessens the physical energy, awakening the mental and moral power. Every hurtful indulgence thus makes it more difficult to choose right and wrong. Unless we practice true temperance, we will not, we cannot be susceptible to the sanctifying influence erroneous eating and drinking habits result in erroneous thinking and acting. Unless we're free from the bondage of every bad habit, we cannot be true, obedient servants to Yahshua. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, we are to glorify Yahweh in our body and in our spirit, which are His. We are not to deny Him by one act of temperance, because His only begotten Son has purchased us at an infinite cost, even the sacrifice of His life. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope that what I'm giving to you, what I'm sharing with you, will be of a benefit to you.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Education.
Creator's menu, I guess. And he always said, the whole I've given you every herb bearing seed. which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Genesis 1 and 29. Awareness is increasing that surrounded as we are with increasing toxicity in our food and environment. Eating a pure and healthful diet is more important than ever. Yahweh gave our first parents the food he desired, and designed that the race should eat. It was contrary to his plan to have the life of any creature taken. There was to be no death in Eden. The fruit of the trees in the garden was the food that the human body required. A benevolent creator gave them evidence of his goodness and love in providing them with fruit, vegetables, grains, and nuts, and in causing to grow out of the ground every variety of trees for usefulness and beauty. It is only after sin that the death entered. Animals began to eat each other, and man began to eat animals. I mentioned back there about the raw vegetables. I got to say this because many are not aware that, okay, you think if you're eating a salad that, you know, like I did mention, it's what goes on the salad that going to determine whether it's good for you or not, that you put on the salad. But did you realize that, I'm sure many people don't, even to this day, when you buy lettuce, when you decide that, you know, the regular lettuce, it's not, make sure that the lettuce you select is dark green. I prefer the romaine lettuce. But the regular iceberg lettuce, that's lacking nutrients. So you notice that it's the least expensive one, so it's more affordable for you. So if you got to pay a little bit more for something that's going to be better for you, that's going to be good. So I think it's well worth it, because you're either going to pay now or you're going to pay later. So to avoid the major consequences that will inadvertently affect your health, choose right. Choose that is good. Romaine lettuce, dark lettuce, even greens, or kale is very good for you. Kale is good. Sometimes I make a kale fruit drink, a juicy smoothie, a kale smoothie with apple. And that's, it's really delicious. So, again, I'll buy this and continue to cover this, what we're going through right now with Heaven's Healing. And please share this information with someone, because I'm not here just to be talking. I'm here to save lives. I'm here to help somebody and make our lives better.
Them break us apart, no. Would you let them, hey, would you let them break our hearts, would you let them, chillababa, would you let them break. They can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your your mind. Please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart? Nah. Would you let them? Hey. Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them? Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them? Hey. Would you let them break?
Corruption now, come through that door and say amen.
Don't you lose.